Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
It is March of 1945. Guam, the Northern Marianas, the centerpiece of the U.S. effort to win the war in the Pacific. The bombing has been going on of Japan for some time, but ineffectively. So much so that the new commander of the B-29s, Curtis LeMay, moves them from India to Guam, to Saipan, to Tinian, the Northern Marianas. They fly a long distance, drop their bombs, and come back. But they've been ineffective. The war is not going well in the Pacific to end it. And what is to be done? I welcome William Taubman, who, with his brother Philip Taubman, the authors of a new book, McNamara at War, A New History. The clue here is that Robert McNamara is on Guam Island as a trusted assistant to Curtis LeMay. Why? Bill, a very good evening to you. Thank you for joining me, Professor. This incident gains little attention from Mr. McNamara's autobiographies and his remarks afterwards. You highlight that in your book, that he had at one point just one line to say, I also served in the Pacific. What is critical here is to understand is that Curtis LeMay, by himself, but with his assistants, including Robert McNamara, came up with an effective way to destroy the Japanese ability to resist, called the firebombing of the Japanese cities, especially Tokyo, March 9th, 1945. What was Robert McNamara's part in that? What was his job? Why was he in the Pacific at that moment? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening to you. McNamara's role in World War II was as a kind of statistician. He was working for the Army Air Corps, and he was keeping track of how many planes there were and how many sorties they flew and how many targets they destroyed and how many pilots they lost and all sorts of logistical questions like that. And on Guam, he was advising LeMay to the effect that the bombers were flying too high, and that accounted for their missing targets and botching their missions. And he, not alone, and maybe not even as the main advisor to LeMay, made the case that the planes should fly in much lower, at say 4,000 feet instead of 20,000 feet, the better to see the targets and hit the targets and carry out their mission. So that's what happened. McNamara didn't fly the planes. He didn't give the orders. That was LeMay who gave the orders and actually flew in the first plane and produced this terrible firebombing of Tokyo in which up to 100,000 Japanese died. I must add that this way of doing it was not popular with the pilots because they were exposed at a lower altitude to the anti-aircraft fire and thus vastly increasing their risk of being shot down. And some of them, many of them, I think, actually never reached the target because they claimed that there was some kind of mechanical difficulty on the plane, so they had to turn back. But the reason that many of them turned back was to avoid being killed in these raids. Anyway, the raids were carried out. McNamara admired LeMay's toughness in making this choice. Although these raids were a great quote-unquote success in the eyes of LeMay, in McNamara's mind, they were a stain on his record, because he later quoted something that LeMay actually said to him, which was, if we had lost the war, we would have been condemned as war criminals. And the assumption that McNamara had was that this would have been an accurate description of what they did. They were war criminals.
It's important to look at the relationship between McNamara and LeMay, because you see it reproduced again with Kennedy and again with Johnson. McNamara's understanding that he is an assisting a commander, a strong mind, and that he must do everything he can for that commander, for that boss. It's the same at the Ford Company. That's a part of his personality, I'm presuming, came from somewhere in his education or his childhood, to find a strong man and be loyal to him. Is that correct, Bill?
Yes, there were several of these strong men to whom he gave his service. One of them was LeMay. A second one was Henry Ford II, who made McNamara eventually president of the Ford Motor Company. He worked there after the war from 45 to 1961. When the third such man appeared in his life, that was John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy, whom he viewed rather differently, I think. He thought of Kennedy as particularly bright and intelligent and experienced and open to objections from a man like McNamara working for him. The next man was Lyndon Johnson, who was a different kind of president, who did not want to hear no, or didn't want to hear objections to what he, Johnson, wanted to do. And that led to a lot of difficulty for McNamara and for Johnson in ways that I will eventually try to describe.
Forgive me, it's the reader of Shakespeare and reader of the Oedipal Rex story that asks this next question. Born 1916 in Oakland, California, his father was older, how much older than his mother, and did that influence McNamara in any of his autobiographical writings?
Well, McNamara's father was about 24 years older, I think, than his mother. But what Phil, my brother, and I writing the book paid attention to was the character of his parents. His father was cold, aloof, distant, dry, and in a way that led, not in a mechanistic fashion, to McNamara's cold side. McNamara was once described by Senator Barry Goldwater as a computer with legs. Many people described McNamara as cold and arrogant, and I think some of this came from observing his father. His mother, in contrast, was passionate, deeply devoted to her son, worshipful in a way of her son's brilliance and of his success, but driving him to excel. He would come home with an A or an A minus from school, and his mother would chide him for not getting an A plus. She drove him to excel, pushing him. She wrote him letters, which we discovered in the archive of McNamara's widow. She wrote him letters at Harvard Business School and during the war. And these letters are remarkable because on the one hand, they treat him as a kind of possessor of a divine gift. She keeps praising him for his brilliance. But on the other hand, they're full of what amounts to petty tutelage, reminding him, as if he is still in grade school, to wear his overcoat because it's cold in Cambridge, practically reminding him to brush his teeth. This kind of petty tutelage, which I think had the effect of infantilizing him. So this strange combination of worshiping her magnificent son on the one hand and treating him as if he needs to be reminded to brush his teeth on the other.
The book is McNamara at War, A New History, Philip Taubman and William Taubman, Professor William Taubman. And when we come back, McNamara at school before the war. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.